detained date is 1/26/2013. Claimant's name is Kimberly J. Cianciola, C-I-A-N-C-I-O-L-A. Next paragraph, assistive of action, such illness and treatment. There were medical records provided from a viewer, according to the information obtained from the examinee, and the records provided here. That would be conditions for which she has applied for Social Security disability include lower back pain and mid-back pain period. She states that, she's had lower back pain for over 3 years, but she's had x-rays and MRI of the lower back. Then period AMI of the lumbar spine was reviewed from 10/22/2012, which shows a disc bulge at L3-L4 period. That there's no spinal nerve spirit, there's a disc bulge at L4-L5 with mild bilateral nerve from medial encroachment period. There's a mild disc bulge at L5-S1 period. There's also mild bilateral nerve femoral encroachment without spinal stenosis period. There was mild spondylitic disease from L3 to L4 period. She states that she's had epidural injections and physical therapy in pain management period. She states that she's had no surgeries for the above conditions period. She has a complaint of a mid-back pain for 6 months period. She's had no diagnostic test or treatment specifically for her mid-back period. She denies any surgeries for the above conditions period. She currently states that she has a flare-up at this time period. Next paragraph, present complaints. She complains of lower back pain and middle back pain periods. She states that she has them definitely with prolonged walking and standing periods. She states that she has numbness and tingling in her bilateral lower extremities period. She denies, she states that she does use a cane but did not bring one to the examination period. She left her cane at home period. Next paragraph, physical examination. The vital signs height, 5'4.5", weight 156, blood pressure 122/78, heart rate 76. Next paragraph, gender, appearance. The examinee was an adult female who had one nose and no distress appeared appropriate for stage, but a direct orthopedic examination was conducted with the AGI to allow for same gender medical shepherding. Next paragraph, upper extremities, please kind of place template. Next paragraph, lower extremities, please kind of place template. Range of motion was decreased in the bilateral hips and in internal rotation to 30 degrees and external rotation 35 degrees period. She had a positive Faber's test of the right and left period. She also had a right left foot valve test as well period. Peripheral pulses were intact, bilateral period, pinpricking, soft touch sensation was decreased in the right lower extremity from proximal thigh down to a feet period. Next paragraph, cervical spine, please kind of place thumb plate. Next paragraph, the range of motion was accomplished, was decreased in flexion, 40 degrees, comma, extension, 50 degrees, comma, rotation, 75 degrees, bilateral, and sobbing, 35 degrees, bilateral period. There was palpal spasm, tenderness of the paracervical, and intermittent musculature period. Next paragraph, thoracic spine, please kind of place thumb plate. Next paragraph, lumbar sacral spine, please kind of place thumb plate. The examinee was not able to walk on a hamstring test, but she was not able to squat that period. Range of motion was decreased in flexion, 30 degrees, comma, extension, 15 degrees, comma, rotation, 15 degrees, and side bending, 15 degrees, bilateral period. Please kind of place template. Next paragraph, x-rays, none were taken at this time. Next paragraph, findings and conclusions after a history, comma, clinical examination, comma, and x-rays, comma, I write at the following professional meetings with a reasonable degree of medical poverty. Period. The following are disclaimed as clone. Next paragraph, diagnosis per lower back pain and mid back pain period. Per allegations, chronic back condition, chronic depression, and OA period. Next paragraph, pertinent findings. The current examination of Ms. Cianciola has found that she has full range of motion of her upper extremities and lower extremities except for her hips. She has a positive Faber's test of the right and left hemisphere. She has decreased range of motion of her cervical and lumbar sacral spine period. There was loss of sensation of her right lower extremity impaired. She had a negative supply and sitting straight leg was a middle and left and right impaired. No attention signs were negative impaired. She now required a handheld assisted device for ambulation period. She had intact bilingual manipulation period. Next by her prognosis slash status, her prognosis at this junction coma is very poor. Although she appears to have had some treatment for orthopedic condition coma, she still continues to complain of pain set above her head based primarily upon her subjective and objective reports coma. She'll be limited from frequent turning and bending of her neck and lower back, and from repetitive heavy lifting, and from prolonged walking in the same period. She does have 4 hour use of her upper extremity period. She does have 4 functionality of left and right hand period. She wouldn't be able to handle herself through fine and small period. Next paragraph, simply, one cuscanal, commedia, and a third. Thank you.